March 5. Justified souls walk in the light. God presented him, Jesus Christ, as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. He did it to demonstrate his justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies the man who has faith in Jesus. Romans 3:25 and 26, New International Version. Being justified freely by his grace, the Apostle Paul says, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Here the truth is laid out in plain lines. This mercy and goodness is wholly undeserved. The grace of Christ is freely to justify the sinner without merit or claim on his part. Justification is a full, complete pardon of sin. The moment a sinner accepts Christ by faith, that moment he is pardoned. The righteousness of Christ is imputed to him, and he is no more to doubt God's forgiving grace. There is nothing in faith that makes it our Savior. Faith cannot remove our guilt. Christ is the power of God unto salvation to all them that believe. The justification comes through the merits of Jesus Christ. He has paid the price for the sinner's redemption. Yet it is only through faith in his blood that Jesus can justify the believer. The sinner cannot depend upon his own good works as a means of justification. He must come to the point where he will renounce all his sin and embrace one degree of light after another as it shines upon his pathway. He simply grasps by faith the free and ample provisions made in the blood of Christ. He believes the promises of God, which through Christ are made unto him sanctification and righteousness and redemption. And if he follows Jesus, he will walk humbly in the light, rejoicing in the light and diffusing that light to others. Being justified by faith, he carries cheerfulness with him in his obedience in all his life. Peace with God is a result of what Christ is to him. The souls who are in subordination to God, who honor him and are doers of his word, will receive divine enlightenment. In the precious word of God, there is purity and loftiness as well as beauty that, unless assigned by God, the highest powers of man cannot attain to. We are none of us excusable under any form of trial for letting our hold upon God become loosened. Although the compassion of man may fail, still God loves and pities and reaches out his helping hand. God's everlasting arm encircles the soul that turns to him for aid. God loves to have his children ask him and trust him to do for them those things which they cannot do for themselves. Signs of the Times, May 19, 1898.